Wilson, brother and sister, GT. Hamilton, Newcastle, Australia, December 27, 1898. Dear brother and sister Wilson, I was made sad to hear of your last attack. Brother Haskell wrote us in regard to it, but still cling to the promise. This is our only hope. We have made a mistake in being backward and praying for the sick to be healed for fear that they would die. We must move forward in faith and pray and believe that we shall receive the promise, trusting in God's word, whatever appearances may be, however our faith may be tested. We are to take God at His word. In praying for the sick, it is no sign that we are unbelieving to keep saying, "If it can be for Thy glory to do this for us, we will praise Thee and magnify Thy holy name." It seems that we cannot let you go. My heart clings with faith to the assurance that unseen things will yet take place, that we shall see Brother Wilson in a favorable condition, restored by the power of God. As there is no healing power in any human being, we must trust in God, who loves us, and who gave Himself for us. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. You have a pitiful, loving, compassionate Redeemer, who loves you, who blesses you. He will not leave nor forsake you. He who understands the present and future history of all will do that which is for our best good and His name's glory. Oh, the great Physician is our only help, our only hope. He can do all things. Then let us trust implicitly in Him who gave His life for us. The interest here seems to be as great here as in Stanmore and Brisbane. I spoke to hundreds this afternoon. As this week is a holiday, both men and women compose the congregation. A large number of men come to the meetings. They are nice-looking people. We did not expect to see so many. My beloved brother and sister, you are being tested and tried. Let not your faith fail. Trust yourself, Brother Wilson, wholly and entirely with Him who is faithful. When a man earnestly and intensely breathes a prayer to God in the only name given under heaven whereby we can be saved, there is in that intensity and earnestness a pledge from God that He is about to answer that prayer, exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We must not only pray in the name of Jesus, but by the inspiration and kindling of the Holy Spirit. This explains what is meant when it is said, "The Holy Spirit within us maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered." The petitions must be offered in earnest faith. Then they will reach the mercy seat. Unwearyingly persist in prayer. God does not say, "Pray once, and I will answer you." His word is, "Pray, and I will answer you." Pray. Pray, and we shall pray also. We shall press our petitions to His throne. I spoke this afternoon for more than an hour, and have written besides these two pages, 16 pages to Brother Haskell, which is waiting to be copied. This makes 18 pages written today. We see and greatly deplore that so many who claim to be Christians are not converted. They do not know what is truth. But the people here are certainly hearing the truth. The trumpet is giving no uncertain sound. We are trying to present the truth as it is in Jesus. To those who look for Him, He will appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Worry not, my dear fellow laborer in the Lord. Jesus loves you, and He blesses you. His promise is sure. Hold fast. Be of good courage in the Lord. He is your helper. He is your Redeemer. We pray constantly for you, that the Lord may spare you to His people who need your labors so much. Dear Sister Wilson, the Lord in whom you trust will give you his light and his grace and his comfort at this trying hour of watching, hoping, and praying. Jesus is your strength. He knows that your strength is small. He knows that you have no powers only as it comes from the Lord God of heaven. The Lord loves you, and he will not turn away your prayer. He has said, "The prayer of faith will save the sick." Christ is the restorer. Satan is the destroyer. All that mortals can do is to follow implicitly the word of the Lord. In this, they do their part. Will the Lord fail in doing his part? Press your petitions to the throne of grace, and then wait, trustfully, hopefully. God grant you victory after victory through prayer and faith in him who stands behind the promise.
I cannot sleep past 1 o'clock. I am praying for Brother Wilson, and in all my petitions I say, "Not our will, but thine, O Lord, be done." He knows this, not a prayer of doubt, but of perfect trust that God knows what is best for Brother Wilson and for us. Our work is to pray, to believe, and to wait patiently for him who is our Savior. I pray, O God, the living God, reveal thyself. Make known thy power unto thy people, and may this sickness result in our good and thine own name's glory. There is not a thread of unbelief in this prayer, but perfect submission to the will of God, who is mighty to save to the utmost all who believe in him. Whatever objectionable circumstances attend the case, we have nothing to do with appearances. God desires us to trust implicitly in him. And if it is for our good and his name's glory to do the work, it will be done. We are to wait. The power of the Lord is limitless. We poor mortals need to purify our souls, that when the Lord works for us, it will not ruin us. This is the reason that so few of the sick are healed. If they were, man would be elevated in self-esteem. We must learn from Jesus to be meek and lowly of heart, and we shall find rest unto our souls. Never for a moment question that God loves you. He does love you, and he does give you evidence of his love. Thank our Heavenly Father for a compassionate Savior who can save to the uttermost, soul and body. The Lord bless you is my most earnest prayer daily.